From Illinois Public Media News, this is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Thursday, July 11th. Coming up, we'll learn more about a hot air balloon event coming to Danville this weekend. That story in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. A University of Illinois student is being charged with a felony for her involvement in an on-campus demonstration for Palestine in April. IPM's Anulika Ochuba has more.
18-year-old Giafa Issa was arraigned on Tuesday and is facing up to 3 years in prison on mob action charges. Investigators use video surveillance and social media to link Issa to the protests. Evan Bruno is Issa's lawyer. He says the charges are unjust and suppress students' freedom of speech.
Charging people who are in proximity to a protest, charging them with mob action, saying that everyone's acting as a group, is going to chill people from wanting to participate in that exercise of free speech.
Bruno says Issa is a longtime Champaign County resident and a great member of the community. Local activists expect 3 more protesters to face charges in the coming weeks. I'm Anulika Ochuba, IPM News.
A political scientist at the University of Illinois says polls show a majority of Democratic voters are worried about President Biden's age, but many are still ready to support his reelection. The polling comes after Biden's faltering performance at his debate with former President Donald Trump last month. Professor Nicholas Grossman summarized the results for the 21st show.
So we have about 72%, I saw in the latest polls, saying that they think Biden is too old for the job, and yet a whole bunch of those people support him for the presidency against Donald Trump because they think that Trump would be much worse.
Grossman says that it's too soon to know whether or not another Democratic candidate would do better than Biden in the November election. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker says the state will invest $30 million into creating more clean energy jobs. Juan Pablo Ramirez-Franco has more.
The money will go toward a new ClimateWorks pre-apprenticeship program. The goal is to train 1,000 solar and electrical vehicle technicians. Governor Pritzker made the announcement in Chicago's North Lawndale neighborhood. He calls the initiative a pipeline for clean energy talent across the state.
Pre-apprentices, people of color, women, and other groups that have been historically excluded from the trades, will take the first step to good-paying careers in clean energy.
The training program will operate in Aurora, Elgin, Waukegan, and Chicago's South and West Sides for 3 years. Juan Pablo Ramirez Franco.
Health insurance companies in Illinois have to start phasing out the practice of step therapy. That's where they don't cover treatments prescribed by doctors until the patient tries a less expensive option first. The ban on step therapy is part of the state's new Health Care Protection Act, which Governor J.B. Pritzker signed into law yesterday. He says insurance companies too often stand in the way of proper care.
I don't believe an insurance executive hundreds of miles away knows more about medicine than the doctor in the examination room with the patient.
The law also bans prior authorization requirements for people seeking emergency mental health care and makes ghost networks illegal. That's where companies list certain doctors as in-network that either aren't in-network, don't exist, or aren't accepting new patients. Still to come, we'll learn more about the Balloons Over Vermilion Festival, a hot air balloon event coming to Danville in central Illinois this weekend. That story is coming up next on 217 Today.
This is Brian Mackey, host of The 21st Show. The presidential election is months away, but all eyes are on the Midwest. We are covering the Republican National Convention with special guests, including Republican lawmakers from Illinois, plus on-the-ground reports from Milwaukee. Listen for RNC coverage on The 21st Show all next week.
You're listening to 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. Dean Carlton has been flying hot air balloons for over 25 years. Carlton is the pilot liaison and a member of the board for the event Balloons Over Vermilion. This hot air balloon festival takes place in Danville and is in its 8th year this weekend. I recently spoke with Carlton about what we can expect to see at the event and how he first became interested in flying hot air balloons. Can you tell me a little bit about how this festival got started? Where did this idea come from?
In the late 80s and early 90s, the Bloom Classic Illinois was held in Danville, and we started flying towards the end of that event, which ended about 2001 or two. Myself and several other pilots that got our start at Bloom Classic continue to fly here. We would land at places and people would come up to us and say, when are we going to have balloons back? We really miss them. For 15 years, we didn't have a balloon event. And finally, my friend Larry Owen, a fellow balloon pilot, and I sat down and we decided, you know, we've got to find a way to get a balloon event back to our town, because it's been 15 years. That's an entire generation of children that haven't had the opportunity to see a hot air balloon up close. We determined through several processes that we were just going to have to create our own entity. So along with Jim Anderson and Pat O'Shaughnessy, we created a new event called Balloons Over Vermilion.
How did you yourself get into balloons? What sparked that interest in you?
The Balloon Classic, our company was a sponsor. And as a sponsor, we got to get up close and personal to the pilots. We would crew for the balloon and take rides periodically. And it was great fun. But it was only one weekend a year. And I convinced my wife that this was way too fun just to do one weekend a year. And I found an instructor. We went and bought a used balloon, took some lessons, and I got my license in 1997.
I saw on the website, I think you have a golden retriever one. Do you remember what your first balloon was?
Our first balloon was called Kazoo. It had a band of zebras running around it. We held that zebra theme through our next balloon, which was called Kazooie, which we had custom built. It was a baby zebra. And my son has been flying that until a couple of weeks ago, took delivery of another golden retriever balloon. So we have a matched set. Wags and Barks are our two golden retriever balloons.
Do you yourself have golden retrievers or just in the balloon form?
We have three golden retrievers in the house and two big ones in the garage.
That's adorable. What are people going to see when they come to Balloons Over Vermilion?
We hope that what you see is absolutely great weather, because we love good weather, because balloons are very dependent on that. Both Friday and Saturday evenings, we will have flights from the field where the balloons will inflate. People can be just around the outside of them and watch them take off. The balloon pilots will then come back to the field and stand their balloons back up for what we call a glow, which happens right about sunset and into the evening where it's dark, and the pilots light the balloons up. They look really cool in the dark. We don't fly after dark, but we get to have a show and tell, and that's always good fun. But there's also a ton of food vendors, some fun activities. There's always stuff for kids, because kids is our focus. We have an entire area just dedicated to kids that has lots of fun stuff to do. Some of it's free, some of it costs a little, but it's always great fun.
You said you can't fly the hot air balloons at night. What is the time frame that you fly them and why?
We typically try to fly within 2 hours of sunset in the evenings, because that's when the winds are the most calm. We don't get that thermal heating like we do in the middle of the day. Hmm. We also fly at sunrise. That's the opposite side. We fly within 2 hours of sunrise or within 2 hours of sunset. And those are the best times of day for the wind to be more manageable, because the wind is very important to the balloons. On Saturday morning, we try to fly over the Rock Church, which is on the north end of Danville. We will have a target there for the pilots to try to fly to. So if you want to know where to look, find the Rock Church. And if it's flyable, that's where we'll be.
What is it about balloons that you find most interesting?
Flying in a hot air balloon is very different than flying in anything else. You're very, very slow. We're just moving at the speed of the wind. So we're rarely flying more than 15 miles an hour. You can almost walk that fast. We don't typically fly super high. We actually have conversations with people we're flying over. They are excited about that. You get to see a very unique look at our community. And then some of the excitement is, you know, we generally pick where we take off from, but we can't always guarantee where we're going to land. So there's some variability in there, and it's very exciting. Every flight gets a story. You know, we take a lot of people on there for their very first and maybe their only balloon flight. And it's just really exciting.
Gates open at 3 p.m. on Friday and Saturday for the event. It should be noted that no pets are allowed for their safety. For more information, you can visit balloonsoververmilion.com. And finally, in your forecast for today, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, otherwise partly sunny with a high near 81 degrees. That's it for today. 2 in 7 Today is produced by Stephanie Mosqueda. Reporting today contributed by Anuliko Ochuba, Alyssa Eaton, Juan Pablo Ramirez Franco, Alex Degman, and Kimberly Schofield. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 2 in 7 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.